shop stop serving wine. The packy's closing up at 9. Bars are in for harder times. Paul's off alcohol. He mowed his lawn before it grew. He edged along the sidewalk too. He's looking for more jobs to do. Paul's off alcohol. A apparently he's terrified, shaken by a close-up view of his own dying. Now he's trying to keep it all from coming true. It happened 7 weeks ago, the laughter and the liquor flowed, all leading every round in toast till we heard last call. Tried to order more than said he wasn't going home just yet. He'd hit the package store instead and have himself a ball. His wife called Sunday afternoon to ask what kind of friends are you and see if anybody knew what became of Paul. Called back Monday, just past dawn, he finally crawled up on his lawn, swearing that from this day on, Paul's off alcohol. He's scared, he's terrified, he's shaken by his close-up view of his own dying. Now he's trying to keep it all from coming true. Near as I can understand, the Paul we knew has left us, and in his place some other man whose name is also Paul. Our drinking buddy's gone, but then new Paul is such a solid friend. His wife is getting some again, Paul's off alcohol. His brothers say it's just a phase, but Paul, he says he's changed his ways. He's on the wagon all his days, Paul's off alcohol. So, the pizza shop stops serving wine. The packy's closing up at 9. Bars are in for harder times, Paul's off alcohol. No more alcohol for Paul.